time. What do you call the overlapping horizontal boards on the outside of a house?
Is it weatherboard? Weatherboarding.
Okay. What do you call the covered area at the front or the side of a house where some chairs might be placed?
Porch.
Okay. Would you say it again?
Porch.
Sometimes I'll ask you to repeat them, because if I'm talking at the same time you are, then it won't come through. What do you call a small porch, often with no roof?
A stoop.
Okay.
Or a patio. Well, it wouldn't really be a patio. Sometimes it could be, couldn't it?
Yeah, I suppose it could. Uh-huh. What do you call a small fenced area next to a barn where the cows were enclosed before?
Cowlot.
Okay. What do you call a wall or a fence that's made out of rocks or stones? Are there any rocks around here?
Well, yes, but
the people ever built walls out of rocks in this area?
Mm-hmm. I guess, but I still call it a fence, I guess.
Okay. Since this same questionnaire is being used all over Georgia, some of the terms are applicable in North Georgia, mm-hmm. and some of them are applicable in South Georgia, so not all of them.
What do they have listed there, especially?
Rock wall, rock fence, stone wall.
Well,
stuff.
I guess you do that, but I'm not familiar with it.
What do you call a large wooden vessel that's open at the top for carrying water or milk in?
Bucket or pail.
Okay. And what would you call the same thing if it was made out of metal? Would you call it the same thing?
The same thing.
Okay. And are a bucket and a pail exactly the same?
Okay. I think they're termed the same.
What do you call the heavy iron thing that's used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
Frying pan.
Okay. What would you call one that has little sides on it? Or practically no sides, but sometimes you fry cooked batter cakes or something like that on. Would you have a different word for that?
Well, I never have had one of them, so I don't know.
Okay. What do you call the thing at the kitchen sink that water comes out of where you turn it on and off?
Spigot. Okay. You know how we say it.
Okay. And what
A faucet, of course.
Okay. And what do you call the same thing that you turn on a barrel?
Well, faucet, I always.
Okay. And what do you call the same kind of thing out in the yard if you hook a hose up to it? You know, the same kind of thing.
Faucet.
Okay. When you buy a few cans of food at the store, what do they put into for you to carry them home?
A bag. Paper bag, if that's listed. Uh-huh.
What do you call a large bag that's made out of loosely woven cloth? That 100 pounds of chicken feed or 100 pounds of potatoes might come in?
Well, sometimes I say bag and sometimes sack.
Okay. Is there a particular word that you might use to indicate that it was one of that kind of bag, like burlap bag or croaker sack or something like that?
Well, I use burlap or croaker sack.
Okay.
That's more familiar with me.
Okay. Have you ever heard it called a toe sack?
Mm-mm, I don't believe so.
Okay. What do you call a musical instrument that's about that long, I guess, and you hold it up to your mouth and blow on it?
A harp.
Okay. And what do you call a musical instrument that's made out of metal and it's shaped sort of like this and you put it up to your teeth and pick on it?
Jew's harp.
Okay. I've never heard one of those play.
Oh, I remember. I haven't seen one in years.
What do you call a piece of playground equipment that's made with a long board balanced in the middle and one child sits on one end and one child sits on the other and they go...
Oh, seesaw.
Okay. What do you call a homemade merry-go-round? I think it's made.
Sugar, I know, but I played on them.
What'd you call it?
Flying Jenny, is that right?
Okay.
I think it's Flying Jenny.
It's fine. What do you call a flat piece of stone that's used to sharpen a knife or a scythe on?